Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 20th day of March, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades in northern Jefferson. And we're expecting a high of 41 degrees today with a climate basin and a low of 17 tonight. It's fucking cold in the morning. Well, I guess we go and we'll see what we're going to jump into here. And we'll do that when we get back from this break. I don't have to chase around so much.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All right, let's see what we got here. Well, you don't want to log in, huh? Error. Hang on, guys. Our friends are present. Will not let me log in, motherfucker. Hang on, one way. Oh, they're acting like the goddamn service is down, and that's bullshit. So I'll close a few of these and try it again.
message.
Fucking piece of shit. There we go. They had fucked with it. Let's get down here and see what we're up to here. Dun, 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 dun. All right, we'll start with Twitter files. U.S. taxpayers unwittingly financing growth and power of censorship industrial complex by Michael Neveradaskis, PhD. What do you mean we don't fucking know? Of course we fucking know. We've been fucking watching it happen. I mean, U.S. taxpayers don't unwittingly find. No, we're not. You're not fucking. You're fucking taking the revenue fucking and the goddamn wealth fucking with at gunpoint. Deny us our fucking due process of the law that we are fucking guaranteed. And you are using it to censor us. You're using it to violate the law, the first article, to censor our goddamn broadcast, to censor our fucking words. We can say anything we fucking want to. You son of a bitches, you corporate cocksuckers don't have anything to say about it. And you're going to find it out. The latest Twitter files published Thursday by investigate journalist Matt looks like Tabby, reveal how the federal government weaponized private companies, taxpayer-funded non-governmental organizations. Who did this now? Reveal how the federal government, there is no federal government. There is a federal corporation, and this is corporate fucking bullshit. This is fucking shit that is below the law. The goddamn corporations aren't as high as the fucking Bill of Rights. They're not as high as the unalienable. Fucking ratified by the people. Law of December 15, 1791. Goddamn son of a bitches. You fucking know what you're doing and you fucking will keep it up. But how the federal government. There ain't no fucking federal government. Get that to your head. It's all a fucking corporation. International corporate mafia. That's what we're dealing with. Kill them or they kill you. Federal government weaponized. They did it. The federal government, these private companies. Oh, no, Bill Gates didn't want nothing to do with it. Taxpayer-funded non-governmental organizations and commercial news media to target social media accounts dismantling content that can counter to official narratives. And of course they have been. Fuck, we've been watching. I mean, tell us something that we don't fucking know. The latest Twitter files published Thursday by investigative journalist Matt Tabby reveal how the federal government weaponized private companies. No, the private companies and the fucking government joined as one. It's called fucking fascism. It's called fucking communism. That's capitalism, people. That's fucking steal all the fucking money and then enslave the fucking people. That's what that Bill of Rights has put in place to stop. Only we ain't stopping it. We're not fucking enforcing it. It is your right. It is your goddamn duty. Why aren't you doing it? Federal government privatized web private companies, my ass, funded non-governmental agencies and even commercial news media. The files dubbed the censorship industrial complex confirmed that the U.S. government sought indirectly and via private intermediaries. Oh, I love the way they put private enemy. You fucking have joined. You goddamn all our corporations. This is fucking corporate fucking bullshit. International corporate bullshit with no fucking force of law behind it. And we, the people, are fucking, we're fucking cowards. We can shut this shit down in a second. Of course they're violating the first article. Why aren't we enforcing it? To have misinformation, disinformation, and malformation removed from Twitter and other social media platforms. The revelations reveal how NGOs working with the federal government sought to censor social media content about COVID-19. Now, COVID-19 doesn't exist, never did exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. You can keep on saying it, you Goebbels ass-sucking fucking Jews. COVID-19 does not exist, never did exist, never did. Just an excuse for you to poison our fucking people, you sons of bitches. Vaccine injuries. That was truthful on the basis that it encouraged vaccine. Oh, that was truthful. Media content. Let's see what they're censored. They wanted it censored because it's truthful on the basis that it encouraged vaccine. Well, it kind of makes you want to fucking hesitate when you see people take the shot and drop dead, don't it? Or you know your relatives, like my nephew. They did a fucking autopsy on him. Yeah, he was killed by the fucking vaccine. But you try, but we can't put that. That might cause hesitancy. Hell yes, it would. You fucking, from the time you're a little kid, you touch a hot stove, you learned your lesson. I mean, only the people in this goddamn country don't seem to be firing on all fucking cylinders. These revelations came on the same day that the U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee on Weaponization of the federal government. I love the way the federal government. There is no federal government. There is a federal corporation that is unlawful, that is in violation of the law, that is an occupational force that needs to be removed, that can be removed by law, by we the people. We have the law behind us. Let's get rid of these motherfuckers. I mean, they're telling you what they're fucking doing. You know what? We're going to go clear through this. But I'm going to tell you what. Nothing's going to happen to them unless you fucking make it happen. Heard testimony about the revelations contained within the Twitter files. Tabby testified on Thursday's hearing, as did another Michael Schellenberger, who contributed to prior Twitter file releases. Private actors, including media, sought removal of true content. Of course, well yeah. I mean, they're like, you tell, goddamn, did you discover uranium? You don't know half the fucking net's gone. That's why we turned it over to the Chi-Con. That's what you want to do. I mean, your worst enemy, you turn, well, no, they ain't the enemy. Actually, at the top, they're quite friendly. Swapping spit and little fucking children, you sick son of a bitches. According to Tabby, the bulk of censorship results didn't come directly from the government. It ain't the government. It is the corporation. See, that's another one of the misnomers, like democracy and fucking constitutional rights. No, it's not the government. It is a corporation, and they have unlawfully put that corporation in place, and they have unlawfully fucking named us as goddamn subjects to that goddamn corporation. I'm not a corporate subject. I'm not a subject of that fucking cocksucker King fucking Charlie over there in fucking England either. You better get the fuck out of my country while you're still able. But rather through a wide array of non-governmental actors who partnered with Twitter. So none of these motherfuckers have the authority to do shit is what they're telling you, which we've been telling you all along. The corporation is a fucking misnomer. It is a goddamn fraud. Everything it's done since Lincoln declared fucking martial law has been a fucking fraud. It ain't worth the paper it's written on. They've taken our fucking lands from us. They have fucking handed them over to fucking foreign countries. They've let foreign banks in here. This is a sick son of a bitchin' situation, and it's our fucking fault. The censorship industrial complex, said Tabby, include NGOs and unexpectedly aggressive partner commercial news media. Oh, and unexpectedly, like that CNN son of a bitch coming up there and says, oh, we have to believe what I say because it's been deemed to be the truth. By who? You know what I decide for myself, motherfucker? I'm what's called an individual free sovereign national. I fucking look at the fucking evidence in front of me, and I make my own conclusions, not some fucking pencil neck piece of fucking garbage like you with an IQ the size of your fucking shoe. Media which work together with state agencies like DHS, U.S. Department of Homeland Security, FBI, on the Global Engagement Center, an arm of the U.S. State Department. There is no U.S. state. It's all corporate, corporate, corporate. If people would just quit using these fucking wrong terms. and call these son of a bitches what they are. According to Tabby, the NGOs, non-government organizations, non-government. These are just some assholes who got together. How about a bunch of, about 40 million of us assholes get together and slaughter these motherfuckers? Seeing how there is no fucking law except for the Admiralty, which is fucking a fraud that was been perpetrated on the people. The Atlantic Council, Digital Forensic Research Lab, and human, Hamilton 68's creator, the Alliance for Securing Democracy. It ain't fucking democracy, motherfucker. We don't practice democracy in this country. We practice the fucking Bill of Rights. That is self-governing. We don't need none of you motherfuckers. We don't need your fucking constitution's a fucking fraud. You're a fucking fraud. Your goddamn corporation is just part of an international corporate fucking fraud. You sons of bitches can go right straight to fucking hell. How about that? We're not going to quit saying the fucking truth. We're not going to put INC behind our names because we can have money. We're going to tell the fucking truth about you, you bastards. Murderers. NGOs idly serve as a check on corporations and the government, Tabby wrote. Fucking right. Not long ago, most of these institutions viewed themselves that way. But now they act as effectively one team with intelligence officers and has declared war on the fucking people and our fucking law. And we're fucking sitting here on our fucking asses, not fucking returning the fucking goddamn fire. I mean, they're coming at us, dude, fucking shithole. They're not going to fucking fight you face to face. They know they'll get their fucking ass kicked. So they'll just keep slithering like fucking snakes. They're lower snakes in the fucking wagon track. They'll keep slithering and slithering this way and see who will accept fucking what. We're done accepting any fucking thing from you cocksuckers. You better figure that out. Tabby noted that the efforts of the media outlets intended beyond attempts to censor narratives surrounding COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Global, shove it up your ass, including vaccines. There were no vaccines. There were goddamn fucking RNA to attack your DNA and make your fucking immune system turn against you. And those injured by them to request to remove or deplatform the accounts decimating such content. In one instance, Hannah Murphy, a technology correspondent with Financial Times, contacted Twitter, giving the platform until the end of the day to provide a steer, in quotation marks, regarding whether the accounts of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Chairman and Chief Litigation Counsel for Children's Health Defense, and other members of the so-called disinformation dozen will be removed. These motherfuckers, none of them have no authority. Don't you get it? Zero judicial authority. We're supposed to kill motherfuckers like this. These are criminals gone wild. New Guard is a fact-checking organization that partners with major social media platforms and World Health Organization, and which has received significant funding from Big Pharma. No, I won't believe this. This is disinformation. News Guard also partners with the Center for Countering Digital Hate. Fuck you, I hate you. I hate your fucking guts and liver. I'll hate you until you are fucking hanging from the gallows. You are fucking criminals. You are goddamn traitors. You are fucking international corporate fucking pedophilic scum. Getting some noise there. Somebody needs to mute up. Right there. New Guard also partners. Okay. American taxpayers funding their own estrangement from reality. The Tabby described the Stanford Internet Observer Fiction or Election Integrity Partnership, renamed the Virtual Project. You know you can, but you're making noise when I'm trying to talk, don't you? Everybody mute up unless you're going to talk. Do people hear that? Which one is doing it? Am I going to have to go back over to the fucking phone line to find out? Thank you. After the 2020 U.S. election, as perhaps the ultimate example of the absolute fusion of state, corporate, and civil society organizations, that is collectives. We're not a part of a collective. We are individual, free, sovereign nationals, and we're in full possession of our fucking rights under the unalienable, superior, supreme, ratified by the representatives of the fucking people, elected representatives, unalienable, law of December 15, 1791. We don't have to, your shit here don't mean shit to us. Only it means you're stealing from us and you're trying to push a world fucking agenda down our fucking throat that violates our fucking humanity, you cocksuckers. Ultimate example of absolute fusion of state, huh? Upon relaunching the Virility Project, was on board to an internal Twitter ticketing system. Ticketing, said Tabby. Oh, that means your corporate fucking tickets, huh? You fucking corporations think you're going to do it? Do it! Why don't you fucking try it? I'm sick of listening to your gonna. But see, they're gonna, and they say sleaze and slime. Bring shit into your fucking towns. Fucking hot. Steal your fucking resources by the fucking billions right in front of your face and laugh about it. It's our fault. We are negligent in our fucking duty to fucking defend freedom and liberty in this goddamn country, and you know it. Upon relaunching the virtual project, was onboarded to an internal Twitter ticketing system, said Tabby, absorbing this government proxy into Twitter infrastructure. Government proxy? Twitter? A fucking goddamn site on the web? This is who's running your fucking country when you have the goddamn absolute jurisdictional authority to fucking put every one of these motherfuckers on the gallows? They have declared war on you. They've declared war on your Bill of Rights. They've declared war on the people's autonomy. What are your grandchildren going to think of you? They're going to look back to these days. I mean, there'll be copies of this shit. It ain't going nowhere. And they're going to say, why in the fuck didn't they do something? Well, they're living in a goddamn hell with a goddamn Chinese overlord they're kowtowing to. The virtual project recommended multiple platforms take action even against stories of true vaccine side effects and true posts which could fuel hesitancy. Well, I mean, what the fuck do you need? We're going to read this today. We're reading it. But what is going to be done about it? Nothing. You know why? Because you're not doing it. They're not supposed to stop. The criminal ain't supposed to fucking arrest himself coming out of the fucking bank. Is that what you're waiting on? You're waiting on the fucking criminal? You're waiting on that cocksucker Trump? Some fucking Trump-tard got on yesterday, man. Oh, good. But fuck your Trump. You're a stupid son of a bitch. He fucking lied. I'll fucking do it. I'll play the fucking lies one right after the fucking other. You watch. And you can take somebody lying to you, a piece of shit. You think that motherfucker's like you? Well, maybe he is. Maybe you're one of them, you motherfucker. A previously reported by the defender, the Vitality Project developed the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, approved emergency use of that fucking of that poison before it was even stuck in a fucking rat to put into people. Are you still going along with this shit, people? Well, the ones that are dropping dead. Rumor Control, which claims to fight online misinformation and disinformation about COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. How many fucking times do we got to do this? COVID-19 doesn't exist. There's more of us. We can say it more fucking times. And you know it doesn't exist. You've never produced a study. You can't produce a study because you do not have the fucking what it takes to fucking isolate any fucking virus, you lying bastards. EIP's research manager, Renee DiResta, who previously worked for the CIA, well, of course she did, described how her entity is filling gaps in enforcing what federal government legally cannot. Now, listen to what they're telling you here. EIP's research manager, Renee DiResta, who previously worked for the CIA, described how her entity is filling gaps in enforcing what the federal government cannot. What happened to that? I mean, what? These fucking non-governmental agencies, these fucking privateers, these fucking robber barons, are they now above the fucking the lie of the government, at least? We know it ain't a government. We know it's a corporation. Maybe their corporation's bigger. But it doesn't stop that Bill of Rights. That Bill of Rights is a separate fucking document. That belongs to we the people. And we can fucking shut this shit down. But we have to do it. We can't wait. Trump. Fuck you and your goddamn Jew king, you stupid son of a bitch. Alongside tech partners such as Google, TikTok, Facebook, and Twitter under remove, reduce, or inform policies. EIP claimed it succeeded in getting 22 million tweets labeled prior to the 2020 U.S. election. New knowledge on organization DiResta founded helped design the human or the Harlington 68 project, which targeted Americans like Ultra MAGA Dog Mom, Wright's 21 Liberty, British rugby player named Rob Bishop, and people who use the term deep state. Well, we ain't none of those guys because we're not fucking Trump tards. See, we're in the middle of two fucking goddamn factions that want to be the top dog, but they're still, when it comes to the people, they have to be adjoined because we have what it takes to wipe them fucking out. And there's no doubt in their fucking minds. They know it. They know we can destroy them easily. That's why they're talking about sending UN troops. They send the motherfuckers. We're tired of your fucking threats. Get on it. Another DiResta initiative project. Birmingham. Okay, appears to have created fake Russian bots, which then followed political candidates such as Alabama's Roy Moore. And I don't really give a shit. Your fucking elections are a fucking fraud. When you get into this fucking mode here, you're into the administrative out of morality, and you're a fucking traitor. I don't care what you wrote before this. You motherfucker right there makes you a fucking traitor, and you will be held to account. At any rate, I think we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Pitched us a sail about healing and oil from a snake. The barkeep, he warned him, but the man did not comprehend how strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind. Two young buddy log when she met him in some northern town. He treated her good till the sun and the whiskey went down. Did the bruise on her face test the patience of all of her kin? Or do strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind? When he drank since his wife passed away, but he's good to the kids and the crops that he sells are fair trade. But a traveling man had enough and took a pipe to his chin. That traveling man disappeared like straw in the wind.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and that was, I know the song. It was Straw in the Wind by the Stillwoods. And that's pretty cool, so we'll go back and see if we can get this back now. I ain't going to do it there. Let's see, is it going to do it over here?
You could do it like this. All right. Let's see if we can find something else out there. That was turning into some fucking Trump tardism. Go back and look some more. Now, here we go, fucking Elizabeth Warren. That's nasty, fucking dirty, communist, two-bit whore. Democrat senators call on payments companies to track gun sales. This is by Ken McCann. It was posted by Shalom for discussion on From the Trenches worldreport.com. Democrat senators led by Senator Elizabeth Warren. I mean, do you tell me that people fucking want that fucking bitch? That you don't represent me, you corporate whore. And Bob Menendez, you don't represent me either, you corporate fucking whore, you criminal, you seditious fucking bastards. Are calling on the Departments of the Treasury and the Justice to take action after credit and card companies' refusal to track gun purchases. Well, it ain't none of your fucking business, you son of a bitch. And you're going to find it out the hard way. Last year, following pressure from gun control activists and progressive lawmakers Visa, announced that it would track gun purchases through a new merchant category code. MasterCard and other credit card companies also said they would track gun and ammo purchases. Earlier this month, we reported that Discover would start tracking gun and ammo purchases through a new MCC beginning April. The report led to the pushback from conservatives. Pushback from conservatives. You're fucking stupid. What you do with these motherfuckers is you get a hold of the person sitting in the goddamn judicial fucking seat. Sitting in the fiduciary fucking seat on the oversight committee, and you say, quit fucking, take their fucking licenses. They are violating the fucking law. They are using their goddamn private businesses to fucking fuck with our second article. They can't do it. It can't be fucking taken away. It can't be contracted away. And I can't even give the fucker away. So take their fucking license. We demand it or admit that you're a fucking part of it. That you're licensing violations of the fucking highest law in this land, you dirty son of a bitch. A few days later, Visa and MasterCard announced they would back off tracking purchases, at least for a while. Discover also said it was pausing plans to start tracking gun purchases. Yeah, people will tell you to shove those fucking plastic shit up your ass and demand fucking cash, and you better take that fucking cash or there'll be big fucking problems. There are more. See, for every one of these fucking non-governmental agencies, all this bullshit like fucking the goddamn Forest Service, you name it, man, the BLM, all these motherfuckers, they still have the fiduciary fucking offices that are open, and they still, see, they're wearing two hats. They're wearing their corporate hat when it pleases them so that they can let fucking foreigners have the goddamn rights that only we can fucking have and threaten them with common law courts if they don't let the motherfuckers stay. And then they have their fiduciary hat, but they both hats. If they're on a fiduciary, if they're on a fucking oversight committee and they fucking are fucking licensing violations of the law, and you can nail them down on it. I guarantee you, I ain't had one fucking do anything but fucking do what I fucking said since. I mean, this is Discover. Fuck you, Discovery. You're out of business. Get the fuck out of this country and don't take your wealth with you. It's seized for your fucking goddamn violations of our fucking law, violations of our fucking rights, you son of a bitches. We're taking everything you got, and your CEOs are going on trial. Discover also said it was pausing plans to start tracking gun purchases. In a joint letter, Warren and Menendez asked the Treasury and the DOJ Department of Justice. We don't have the Department of Justice, you fucking cunt. And fuck you and your goddamn corporate Department of Justice. The King's Court. King Charlie's fucking court, you Esquire whore. We have autonomy. We have one fucking set of laws in this country, and you can find it in the fucking Bill of Rights. There's your procedures. There's your maximums. There's how you get the fucking justice, and you can't do it any other way. That's our goddamn right. You can't take a fucking, we don't plead you for our fucking rights. Enforce those rights on the goddamn spot, people. To the death. We obtained a copy of the letter for you. The senator admitted that the pushback from conservatives, the conservatives are pushing back. They're pushing back. They're fucking bullshit. When they need them, they'll be ahead. I mean, how do they keep putting all these billions and billions of dollars into the goddamn Ukraine, into goddamn Israel, $10 million a day to Israel? Oh, it's because the conservatives aren't pushing back. And then they'll call them rhinos. No. There are none of them are fucking a part of any government that has anything to do with you, you stupid ass. Your law is in the Bill of Rights. It is your autonomy. It is your fucking self-rule, you stupid ass. And you have the right to arrest these fuckers. And when they took away the fucking common law courts so that we no longer had a place, a superior fucking court of the people, superior fucking jurisdiction to get rid of your fucking asses, we go to the second article. It is your right. It is your duty. These are goddamn enemy combatants. The senators admitted to that the pushback from conservatives, that's what it was, because they got to play this fucking stupid game. So you keep fucking going out there, you retards, and fucking voting in a goddamn election of an occupation, you fucking traitors, had resulted in the car companies changing their minds about the new MCC. This effort comes on the heels of recent developments in which Visa, MasterCard, and American Express have paused the implementation of the new MCC code because some Republican-led states are actively working to block its enactment, they wrote. No, because you know people are going to tell you to shove those cards up their ass. They're going to demand their money in fucking cash. And when you ain't got the fucking cash, that worthless cash, the fucking fiat fucking debt dollars, and then they're going to go buy gold with them. Because they anybody that can't see this fucking dinosaur coming down the road just got their fucking eyes closed. That's all there is to it. Oh, let's see. They added, we urge Treasury and the Department of Justice, fuck you. You have no Department of Justice. I mean, your Walmart Department of Justice, you can shove up your ass. To quickly publish any police or policy advisory enforcement guidelines and other, you know, enforcement? You're going to come enforce this goddamn violation on me? You think? Get on it. And other materials needed to by financial institutions, retailers, and law enforcement. You're not law enforcement. The people never gave no goddamn kind of jurisdictional authority over themselves to not even in the lie of the fucking original Constitution that never was. Never! You don't have jurisdictional authority over us motherfuckers. You're shit beneath our feet, and you're going to find it out. And law enforcement, as the new MCC code is implemented for gun and ammunition stores. We also asked Treasury with which output from the DOJ to issue guidelines to... Fuck your guidelines. They violate the fucking law. Shove them up your ass. You try and enforce a guideline on me and violate my fucking rights, I will enforce on the spot. To financial institutions regarding circumstances that should prompt financial firms to file a suspicious activity report. Oh yeah, that's, man, good old, this is like the Soviet Union. That's what they're going backwards, and they're trying to put us in the Soviet Union. Get used to having less. Get used to the fucking store shelves not being full. Get used to fucking having less so that we can have another gold fucking toilet seat on our fucking yacht. We'll see about that, you son of a bitches. Ruling class, your ass is going to, that's a good place, right at the bottom of the fucking ocean to start with, you son of a bitches. They suspect are related to trafficking in firearms, money laundering, proceeds money laundering proceeds from trafficking in firearms and in other criminal activity. Fuck you, Elizabeth Warren, you fucking dog shit eating bitch. I mean, you couldn't get elected as dog catcher in a real fucking election. These are no elections, people. You know they're not. You know it's all a phony fucking act. These are fucking political fucking appointments. And that's all they ever been, and that's all they'll ever be. Maybe this would be good. Economic study, 186 U.S. banks are in trouble and at risk of insolvency, may collapse like Silicon Valley Bank, by Jim Hoft. And this was sent in by a reader. Well, let's just see what this guy has to say. Maybe this is why they don't want to go fucking with people and their goddamn, with their fucking plastic fucking money that never could exist. There was never no goddamn authorization from we the people. You act in defiance of we the people. You do not represent we the people. You are a foreign fucking occupation, and your fucking ass is going to go. From the Wall Street Journal, economists are now estimating that 186 U.S. banks may be prone to the same risk as Silicon Valley Bank. This number is likely higher as the pressure that regional banks are facing are ramping up. The number comes from a recent economic study published on March 13th. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. See, Treasury Secretary. This fucking bitch was the fucking head of the World Bank, which is owned by the Rothschilds. It's a private fucking bank. And now it's just like Mnuchin. You know, fucking end up. Who's your new treasurer? Oh, Mnuchin. I mean, fuck in and out. I mean, this just shows that they're adjoined. They have joined in fucking cause, and the cause is to bring us into the new world order, in spite of the fact that our fucking Bill of Rights says we do not have to allow it. We're going to fight? Are you going to fight? Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told the U.S. Senate Senato on Thursday that not all uninsured deposits would be protected if future bank failures. Only those banks that pose systematic risk. Regional banks will get screwed. Oh, a bank getting screwed? Yeah, this is the whole fucking thing. It's more consolidation. And when they take out these smaller banks, they will be sucked up into these bigger banks until they fucking have one fucking bank, a one world order fucking bank to go with the one world fucking government they think they're going to fucking put in place. We must stop this shit. The Biden regime is picking winners and users, and it will be the Biden regime that faces a run on the banks. My Pillow News mattress topper, what the fuck is that going in there? Forgot to take your damn fucking that up. Anyway, let's go down here. Wancher Guru. A recent study by economists identified 186 banks at risk. These banks face issues similar to that which caused the collapse of the Silicon Valley. So we're just repeating ourselves with this guy's fucking bullshit. Yeah, we know. We read it up here. Let's go look for another one. Okay. That's interesting enough. New York City supermarkets. I gotta have a drink of water. New York City supermarkets, quote, collect biometrics data on shoppers, by Tyler Durden. I don't know. Is he a Fight Club guy? This is sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The grocery store located in Manhattan's Upper West Side uses facial and voice recognition technology to combat a surge in shoplifting report. Fucking, have you seen the shoplifting? Yeah, do you think that facial recognition is going to do a goddamn thing when 50 people come storming into the store and get $999 worth of fucking booty and fucking out the fucking door. This is what you're going to do. You're going to fuck with the people who aren't fucking criminals. That's why you have the criminals there, isn't it? I've said it before. You know, this has been their fucking mantra for quite a while. They'll go into the inner city and they'll find a goddamn apartment where little kids are, you know, raiding around and shit and fucking no food and stuff. Oh, we need to give us a whole bunch of power to fix this. And then they leave those kids in the inner city because they don't give a fuck about them. And they come out and to use that power to fuck with the fucking people and try to gain more goddamn power that they cannot have. You can't have it. The ninth article says no. We the people say no. The American nationals are telling you motherfuckers, this is our country. You need to get your fucking corporation out of here. You need to return our gold and silver. You need to return everything you have stolen. And then you need to go on trial for your fucking life for treason and sedition against the people and their jurisdictional authority, you motherfuckers. A grocery store located in Manhattan, Upper West Side, uses facial recognition and voice recognition technology to combat a surge in shoplifting reported. Looks like Patch NYC. The business collects retinas, converts stores or shares customers' biometric identifier information, which is information that can be used to identify or help identify you. Example of biometric identifier information are eye scans and voice prints. A sign reads on the front door of the Fairway store in Broadway and West 74th Street. Let's go on. And that's all they want this for, is to stop the shoplifters, don't you know? Store on Broadway and West 74th Street. The technology is helping our stores reduce retail crime. Horseshit. You think, well, what, we got a memory of a fucking head of cabbage? Anybody bust in there and take fucking up to $999 worth of stuff and ain't nothing you can fucking do about it? Just sit there and stay out of the fucking way. The cops will come and they'll be coming for you. This technology is helping stores reduce retail crime, my ass. An industry-wide challenge that has increased dramatically over the last few years. Karen Shia, a spokeswoman for Wakefern Food Corporation, the parent company of Fairway, told local media outlet Love the Upper West Side. Okay. Shia added, only trained asset protection accounts or associates, I'm sorry, use the system, which helps to focus attention on repeat shoplifters. Fuck. Do you really think they're going to change anything? Or are they trying to find another way to get more? They are so fucking scared. There are so fucking many of us. And they can't watch us all at the same time. They don't have the fucking people. They're max. They're 12 to 20% of the fucking population. They can't watch the other fucking 80% of the fucking population over 390 square fucking miles. It's fucking balderdash to think so. So I guess they're just any way to get a look. Where are they at? What are they doing? Because we have fucked them. We've killed their fucking people. We've killed their loved ones. We've fucking stolen from them. We have fucking treated them like fucking dogs. We have tried to fucking subvert their fucking Bill of Rights. They're their fucking law. They have a right to fucking shoot us. And they know they have that right. And they're more finding out every day. Anything, any way you can get to where we can watch one more. Just one more. Oshia added, only trained assets, fuck you. The city newly elected mayor, Eric Adams, is seeking to strengthen the state's bail laws. These laws were revised in 2019 by left-leaning lawmakers who implemented social justice reforms to allow criminals to be released back into the streets much easier. It has since backfired and led to a 45% jump in citywide retail thefts. No shit. Wasn't that the first thing that came to mind? Some shoplifters in Manhattan have resorted to employing guard dogs at the entrances of their stores to deter thieves. Privacy advocates are likely alarmed at Fairway's move to gather biometric information on shoppers. I'm sure they fucking are. Again, just another crock of fucking shit, people. And we're up at the top of the hour, so we're going to call it good for Monday. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And just keep watching. I mean, listen to what they say. I mean, look which way the worm is squirming and turning and twisting, and keep an eye on it. But be ready to fucking squash that motherfucker. We're past the time to fucking do this. You want to fucking lose this country? You want your children kowtowing, your great-grandchildren kowtowing to a fucking Chinaman? Do you? Are you that fucking gutless? And fuck you, Trump tar. Stay off the fucking trenches. Stay out of the trenches. You're not welcome here. Go fuck yourself, you treasonous bastards. And that is the word from the trenches. Let's see. Get back here.
Give up.